This is TechCrunch.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Tim Galster and Curtis Mason have been building things together since high school, when the two were the co-captains of their school's robotics team. In college, Galster and Mason teamed up to create an app, Hang, for scheduling hangouts with friends, with Sean Doherty, who Mason had met while an undergrad at Boston University. Fast forward to 2022, and Galster and Mason, along with Doherty, felt the entrepreneurial itch strike again. After considering a few ideas, they decided to go after what they saw as a largely unaddressed market: tools to help small businesses secure U.S. government contracts. The federal contracting community has seen a shrinking of the small business industrial base for much of the past decade, Doherty told TechCrunch. It's hard for these companies to compete against giants like Lockheed Martin or Northrop Grumman. It's also expensive for them to bid on contracts. If they don't win, they may run out of cash. As a result of labyrinthine systems and mountains of paperwork, finding and bidding for U.S. federal contracts is a laborious process. It takes weeks at a minimum to complete, according to Doherty, and often the best-resourced companies are the most successful. In a 2023 survey from SetScale, a purchase order financing startup, small business owners cited insufficient cash flow and working capital, and a lack of time and resources, as their top roadblocks to securing government contracts. To attempt to give these small businesses a boost, Galster, Mason, and Doherty founded GovDash, a platform that provides workflows to support government contract capture, proposal, development, and management processes. GovDash was accepted to Y Combinator in 2022. Galster dropped out of college to help spearhead it. GovDash is essentially a contract proposal generator. The platform automatically finds contracts possibly relevant to a business, reads through the requests for proposals, and, leveraging generative AI, writes proposals. GovDash can trawl through solicitation documents to identify requirements, requested formats, evaluation factors, and submission schedules for contracts, Doherty says. It can also identify contracts a business might be qualified for based on their past performance, sending alerts to the inbox of a customer's choosing, according to Doherty. When a contractor wants to respond to a government solicitation, they can run that through GovDash to produce a proposal in a fraction of the time, Doherty said. Now, generative AI makes mistakes. It's a well-established fact. So why should businesses expect GovDash to be any different? Two reasons, argues Doherty. One, GovDash built a system that cross-checks businesses' info to see just how relevant the business is to a given federal contract. If the relevancy, as judging by the system, isn't obvious, GovDash prompts the business to template out sections of the contract proposal with more information. Two, GovDash involves heavy human review. At each stage of the proposal-generating process, the platform checks in with a human reviewer to get their seal of approval. These steps, cross-checking and human review, aren't infallible, Doherty admits, but he claims they're better than what a lot of the competition's doing. Companies now have one place where their business development data flows seamlessly with an AI agent at its core to automate tedious workflows, Doherty said. This is a huge win for the C-suite as they can get out more proposals at a higher quality level in a fraction of the time and put all the associated workflows on autopilot. GovDash's competition is growing, and quickly. GovDash competes with Govly, whose platform lets companies assess, search, and analyze government contracting requirements across disparate sources. A more recent rival, Hazel, aims to use AI to automate government contracting discovery, drafting, and compliance. Both, like GovDash, are Y Combinator-backed, interestingly. But Doherty claims that GovDash is positioned well for expansion. Having raised $12 million from investors, including North Zone and Y Combinator, inclusive of a $10 million Series A funding tranche this month, GovDash plans to grow its engineering team, hire additional federal proposal managers to guide its product efforts, and add new capabilities to its existing platform. New York-based, 6-employee GovDash currently works with around 30 federal contractors across the U.S., Doherty said, and is nearly cash flow positive. We're building for the long term of our customer base, Doherty said. We're well capitalized for eventual market tailwinds. That's all for now. For more stories like this one, visit TechCrunch.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.